And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, today I was sitting on the bike writing, thinking about what I was going to talk about today, and I got an email from a guy, and he was talking about how he was unhappy with the fact that I exposed his ideas about investing and what he was going to do. And the long and the short of the email was basically I took it apart at the seams to prove that this guy was never going to do anything in life. Because why? Because he was afraid of loss, afraid of failure. And because of that, you know, he got upset about it. He didn't like the fact that I was pointing out the truth. What I need for you to understand when you listen to my radio show is when I take these emails apart at the seams, I'm not doing it to get at the individual. I'm trying to take apart the ideas, take the ideas apart at the seams and tear them up. Because why? You have been brainwashed to believe certain kinds of things in your life that just aren't true. And because of that, most of you have what I would call a middle class life, a mediocre life that just isn't where you should be at. Not forget about me. The story here is not about me. It's not about my ego. It's not about this gentleman's ego. It's about this really sad fact that most of us in life could have much, much more than what we really need, what we even really want. It's there. We could have it if we just wanted it, but we don't. I'm living right now in a 16,000 square foot home. I never dreamed of having a 16,000 square foot home. I never dreamed of having more than, you know, probably a 2,000 or 3,000 square foot home. I might have dreamed of having a 4,000. I remember when I had a 5,000 square foot home, I thought I lived in a mansion. But now I live in a 16,000 square foot home. And it's an amazing thing. It's got a 20-car garage. It's got three koi ponds. It's got fountains, Greco-Roman fountains, and beautiful, lush gardens. It's the swimming pool's $500,000. It's got a swim-up bar. We've got an outdoor bar and kitchen. We even have a grotto, just like Hugh Hefner. And we have man cave that is literally a cave. It's just unbelievable. But the thing was, I didn't suffer. I didn't save for this. I didn't work hard to get this. This was just the natural outcome of following a set of investment principles that I have followed for 25 years, which every year make me more wealthy and have more cash flow than the year before. And if you continue to compound your success like that in life, if that's what you do, if you go out there and compound your success over and over and over again, what you're going to find out is you're going to end up way wealthier than you ever expected. Now, as I look out at this beautiful, beautiful scenery here, this house, just this calm comes over me that says, why can't I share this with everybody? Why won't everybody listen to me? And there's all kinds of reasons. But the most important one is that you've been masterfully brainwashed for years. And it's so deeply ingrained in your psyche that it's almost impossible to rip it out at the roots. And so like I told this gentleman when he got upset with me, I said, look, I want to thank you for exposing your bad ideas, your ineffective ideas. In fact, it's terrible to say bad or good. That represents the ego and represents challenge. Let's just say this. This gentleman's net worth is $200,000. That's how effective his ideas are at his latent life position. Does he understand that I make more than that in 1 month, every month? Every month? See, I'm not saying that to impress you, but to impress upon you, there are levels of understanding of how the world works out there. I'm not here trying to brag to you about my level of understanding. I'm trying to give it to you for free on a radio show. You're not paying for a thing. Today, I'm going to share with you the three rules of investing. It took me 25 years to perfect these three rules. And when I started, rule number one was the most important thing to me. As I grew, Rule number two was an outgrowth of my understanding of what I was doing. And then at the end, when I got really wealthy, I totally understand rule three, and it changed everything. So today, you don't want to miss this. Now, if you want to get involved and ask questions, feel free to do that. Our number here is 877-655-6755. As this show moves on, as it grows, I want you to understand that I don't bring all these ideas here just to pound you with them each day. I want you to understand I'm here to help you. And if you won't take the time and the trouble to call up and ask a few questions, then how can anybody help you? I'm here for you, but you've got to be here for you. Now, by the way, if you'd like to be able to get a hold of me, you can email me at askdel, that's A-S-K-D-E-L, askdel at L-U-I-N-C.com, or you can Facebook me. Now, if you go on Facebook, you can friend me. It's Del Wamsley. And if you friend me, I'll accept your friend. And then you'll be able to see pictures. There's two things you'll find out about Facebook. Number one, the people that all hang out with me and write emails to me are all people that are very, very successful financially, because that's why they're there, because they came in and became very successful, and now they're my friends. And if they're not already successful, they're getting there. That's who we hang out with together. We hang out with people that are either already successful, very successful, or on their way there. Secondly, you're going to be able to see pictures. You're going to see pictures of guys fishing and boating and motorhomes and traveling. And you'll see my home there if you want to go see what my home looks like. This just gives you an idea that what I say is it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. It's absolutely true. We don't care about how many digits in our bank account. That's irrelevant, although I just happen to have a lot of them. But the bottom line is that's not relevant. What's relevant, my friends, is what kind of lifestyle you have. Are you happy? Are you living the life you've always dreamed of? That's what's important. And if you'd like to talk about that, give us a call at 877-655-6755. So let's talk about the first rule of investing. Rule number one, don't lose money. I know this one is one of the most ridiculous ones that you'll ever run into in your life. Because why? Because you've been told your entire life that there is a direct correlation between how much money you can make, in other words, a very successful investment, and how much risk you're taking. In other words, what you're believing is that almost everything in life is a crapshoot, and that it's a 50-50 chance that if you throw a dollar on the table, you're going to lose it one time and make it another time. That's just not true. And if you think that, then you're never going to be successful for two reasons. One, either you're going to be so afraid to invest that you won't, or you'll just take risky investments because you're just going to throw your hands up in the air and go, hey, there's nowhere to go except one or the other, win or lose. But my friends, what I've got to tell you is that's not the case. I've never lost money in the long run in a real estate deal. Yeah, there's up times and down times, and cash flow goes up and down, and capital gains go up and down. But the bottom line is, I've never lost money. I put the money in, and when I took the money back out of that investment, I had way more money than when I put in. That's simple. I just pulled a CD out today. I put in $250,000. 2 years later, I got out $264,000. Not a great return. Not something that I'm proud of. But I had nothing for that $250,000 to do except follow rule one. Don't go away. Don't lose your principal. If you ever lose your principal, it's almost impossible to get back to go without spending years of your life saving again to get back to that position. So rule one, don't lose money, is the number one most important rule. Now our number here is 877-655-6755. Looks like we've got a call. We've got Robert here from San Jose. But Robert, we've just come to the end of this segment, so why don't you hold? And we'll pick you up right on the other side of the segment. I want you to get in with your question. And for the rest of you, the lines are open. If you'd like to get in, let's go ahead and get this ball rolling, because I want to make sure you get what you need to become financially free. And I want you to live that dream the way I do. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. Your phone call is welcome. Now, holding through the break, thank you for holding, Robert, from San Jose, California. How can we help you today?
Well, I'd consider myself very wealthy if I could make $50,000 a month. I am invested all over the place, made some bad investments and a couple of spectacular ones, but not enough money into them. So I'm interested in learning how to, you know, generate a regular passive income.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you've done in the past, and we'll work into where you should go to from there. What have you got going right now?
Well, I'm 51. I'm a risk taker still. I inherited some money a while back, and I distributed it amongst some stock investments that are dividend earning. Bought a little bit of real estate. That wasn't really a great investment. I invested in a couple of companies, and I invested in a hotel deal, which is turning out to be a really good investment.
All right, let's go at it this way. Let's start with, give me a round number of how much money all told you invested. And nobody really knows who you are, so it's, you know.
Probably about $250,000.
$250,000?
I've got money that's been sitting in, you know, company 401ks and IRAs for a long time, but those are small amounts.
How much? What do you got from that way?
They haven't really grown at all. They're, you know, $30,000 total probably.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the process, because we haven't got through the three rules today yet, so we're going to kind of just maul right through them, okay? Rule number one, don't lose money. You don't want to go out there and just spread your money around under a what we call diversification system just to try to make sure that you don't lose it all in one place. You want to find the very best investment you could. So now, interestingly enough, you identified that very theory yourself, which is, well, there were some good ones, but I just didn't put enough in the good ones. Well, there's the rule, you see, is that you've got to put it all in the good one. If you had, you know, five options and they told you this one earns 1%, this one earns 10%, this one earns, you know, 50%, and this one earns 200%, and this one here loses money, you don't want to put $1 in each one of those. You want to put it all in the one that earns the 100, 200% return. So capital gains-wise, in an apartment complex deals, and that's where I would aim you with that much money, what happens is that as you raise the income, you have anywhere from a 10 to 1 to a 20 to 1 increase in value. So let's say, for instance, we take a 100-unit apartment complex, and I'll just make it easy. We'll make it real simple. Let's say we go out there and put $250,000 of your money into a small apartment, maybe a 50-unit apartment complex, and then we take and we raise the rents by 10%. Or we reduce the vacancy by 10%. And all of a sudden, you've got a $30,000 increase in income year over year. And by the way, they do it on an annualized basis. So if you made it happen in 90 days, they would take that 90 days and annualize it. Now you go back to the bank and go, look, my property's worth $300,000 more than what I paid for it. I paid $1 million for it, now it's worth $1.3 million. And I want to refinance that money back out. And they would allow you, on a non-recourse loan, which means you wouldn't have to sign for it personally, pull out $300,000, actually about $250,000 because you'd have to pay some closing costs. You'd pull out $250,000 tax-free. Now, you'd still own the property, and the property would be paying you about $30,000 a year, anywhere from 30 to 60, because these things cash flow between 10 and 20% return. So with the $250,000 invested, you know, you're going to get somewhere around $30,000, $40,000 a year. Now, you've now doubled your net worth. Now you got $500,000. Now you can either go buy another small apartment complex, or you could sell that one and double the size and go up to a 100-unit apartment complex, in which case you'd be doubling your money and you'd double your capital gains the next time around. However, there's another step. You can leverage your step one step further and have other people invest with you. Since you're making returns of, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20% return, most people out there in life don't earn 10% return. So you very easily could get people to be very happy to put up money on this deal in a manner that they would earn 10 to 20% also. But you would take an overriding interest. It's called a disproportionate distribution. And I'll give you an example of a crazy one. Now, by the way, don't mark this one down, Robert, as being, you know, the typical deal. But back in 2008, 2009, right after the market crashed, about 2008, I guess it was, but we didn't buy this property until 2009 when the market was already crashed. I went out and bought a 320-unit apartment complex. And in a 18-month period of time, we took the income from zero, because it was virtually vacant when we bought it, to up to $400,000 a year in passive income. But what was neater was, is that we made it go up in value $12 million. Wow. Now, my share of that investment, I only had $100,000 invested in that deal, but because I got disproportionate distributions by being the lead investor, by being the principal in the deal, do you understand what I said? I signed the documents, I found the deal, I was managing the management company. I didn't actually go do the work, don't get me wrong. I don't go and do that, but I manage my asset. So I was the asset manager. And, you know, 4 hours a week, 4 hours a month at some point. And by doing that and having this disproportionate distribution, I pulled out $1.3 million in 18 months on, I'm sorry, that was just a capital gain. I pulled out 1.3 plus cash flow of 50, 100, 200, probably 200. So I made about $1.5 million on a $100,000 investment. Now you can see that's massive leverage, right? And I still make on this thing about $50,000 a quarter. That's my share of the cash flow. Now, that's an extreme case. Just go back to the case with the 50-unit apartment complex, and you double it, and now you have a 100-unit apartment complex. And now instead of making $30,000 to $60,000 a month, you're making $60,000 to $120,000, I'm sorry, a year, my bad. You're now making $60,000 to $120,000 a year, all right? Now, you're saying, how do you get up to $200,000 a month or $100,000 a month? Well, that now you're at $10,000 a month. What happens if you double that again? You see, now I've been doing this for 25 years, and I own seven large apartment complexes. I think that tells you where I get the 200 grand a month. You see what I'm saying? But it took me 25 years of compounding those results and continuing to grow and improve upon not only the size of the properties, but the operational skill sets and so on and so forth, being more effective. And, you know, the ones like you have in your portfolio right now, Robert, the things that aren't doing very well, you know, there's always those ones that don't come out quite as nice. Let's get out of those, Robert, and let's move you closer and closer and closer to where all of them are doing really, really well. Now, you said that the hotel deal is doing well for you. Is it cash flow wise or capital gains wise?
It's investment wise, it's doing really well, and it cash flowed a little bit of money because I put in a debenture. So basically, I'm investing in the property to become marketable and restored to have more tenants in it. So basically, I've doubled my money on that.
Great. That's the kind of return I like to see, 100% rate of return. We're going to go to a short break, and when we come back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show, more on the three rules to success. We'll be right back.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. Today we're discussing the three rules of real estate investing, or any investing for that matter, that have been created over the last 25 years of my life of doing this and helping over 16,000 other people do the same thing. We've gotten to rule number two now, and rule number two is don't ever buy any real estate investments or any investments that don't cash flow. See, the thing that's interesting to me is that we have been programmed out of believing that an investment should pay you money. Let's just think about this at the base level for a second. Why would you take money out of your life and not use it to live and stick it in an account if it didn't do anything? Why, if it doesn't pay you any money, would you do that? You see, I want you to take a dollar bill out of your right pocket, and I want you to stick it in your left pocket. I want you to call the right pocket your operating account, and I want you to call the left pocket your savings account. And I want you to keep moving money from the right pocket to the left pocket. Then maybe in the back pocket, I want you to call it Little Billy's College Fund, move a few bucks back there. Then I want you to go over here and I want you to take the other back pocket and call it your personal residence and fill that thing full of money too. And now that you've moved all your money around and gave it names, does that make you feel any better? Do you really have any more money than what you had before? And the answer is obviously not at all. You have nothing more than you had when it was all in your operating account, because money is just money until you do something with it that creates income for you. So why is income so important? Because, folks, what you don't understand yet about me, because you haven't been listening to me long enough, I mean 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it takes for this to finally get across, is that it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle, and you cannot live a lifestyle unless you have money. And the reality is that as soon as you can replace your earned income with passive streams of income, you're retired. See, most people think of retirement as being old and decrepit and can't do anything and no life left. I looked at retirement as the beginning of life. It's the opportunity to go do whatever else I wanted to do in life. And 2.5 years after I started investing at 34 years of age, I retired. Now, what did that mean? It meant that I covered all of my expenses with passive income. It meant that for the rest of my life, just like we were talking with the gentleman earlier, is that for the rest of my life, I continued to increase those passive streams of income and had a larger and larger amount of cash flow every year and a better and better lifestyle every year. Every single year, we worked on cash flow. But see, the problem is that the average person has been brainwashed into investing into things that don't pay them any money at all, and so hence they're forced to work for the rest of their life. There's no way to getting out of getting up and going to work every day if you don't have any income. Now let's talk about this. How much money does your 401k pay you every month? It pays you zero. Zero. Okay, in fact, it's worse than that. It pays you nothing and you pay into it. How much does that house that you've paid off pay you? Do you get any checks in the mail on that puppy? No, but guess what? You still have to pay taxes and insurance on this thing and maintenance and repair and water and gas. So you've done nothing by paying it off. You've got all this money wrapped up in this 401k, all this money wrapped up in this equity of this house, and you still have no cash flow. Wow. You got stocks? What are the stocks doing for you? You know, when I first bought stocks when I was a little kid, my grandfather was helping me learn to mess with money. And he made me buy stocks that had dividends. I think it was Coca-Cola or something like that. He said, look, as long as the company pays you dividends, it doesn't matter if the stock price goes up or the stock price goes down. You're going to create something called a dividend reinvestment program, where as a young lad grow up, this company is putting out profits and paying dividends, and they're going back and buying more shares of stock. And one day you're going to wake up because of this compounded effect. You're going to have a lot of stock and a lot of income, specifically. Now, In this day and age, we don't even teach compound interest. Why? Because there is no interest. There is no cash flow. The government has effectively eliminated cash flow from your life. You can't retire now because even if you had a chunk of money, you're going to earn less than 1% on that money. And if you throw inflation in there, who knows what it really comes out to? It's irrelevant, really, because you know it's not enough to retire on. You know you can't retire based on the situation that you're living in right now in this environment, and the money that you have will not allow you to quit your job. Because why? Because you have no cash flow. That's the problem. See, you've got to start investing in things that have cash flow. So you take a look at this email. Guy writes in, he goes, I have 10 rental properties in San Diego, California, with two of them free and clear. I purchased 8 of them in 2011 and 12, and the prices were low. The highest we paid for property was $152,000, and the lowest property was $90,000. The last two we paid cash for, and they are free and clear, which, by the way, is a bad thing, and I'll have to do a whole nother show about why you shouldn't buy things free and clear. Goes on and says, right now we have $60,000 in cash flow from all 10 properties, but our minimum goal is $120,000 a year of tax-free income. Now, think about this. He's a teacher, and she's a child's aide, special ed aide. And together, living in a very expensive part of town or country, San Diego, California, $120,000 a year will retire them. Then all they need is $120,000. So they buy these 10 little properties, you know. And I, you know, you think about it. Your retirement money isn't paying you $60,000 a year tax free. And by the way, tax free income, because we don't pay taxes on rental income if it's done correctly. $60,000 of tax-free income is worth at least $75,000 or $80,000 of earned income, all right? Now, having said that, their goal is to get to $120,000 because that's the secret number. That's what it's going to take to get there. That's the way you've got to look at life. When I was younger, I bought my first four houses, and they made me about $800-some a month positive cash flow. It wasn't very much back then because interest rates were 12 to 13%. So the cash flow is much lower than it is today with these 4% interest rates. But even so, $880 a month positive cash flow was enough to pay my mortgage payment and my auto payment. Now, remember, this is 25, 30 years ago, so the numbers were much smaller. But still, it paid my home. And it paid my car. And I thought to myself, wow, that's unbelievable. I'll never have to work again to pay for a home. Now, if I want a larger home, I have to buy more rental properties. If I want a nicer car, I have to buy more rental properties. But then I started thinking, but what if I don't want to work at all? Well, I'm going to need a rent house to pay for my utilities, my gas, electric, and water. I'm going to need another rent house to pay for my gasoline and my food and clothing, because I'm going to need to be able to buy those things. And so I came up with this concept called chunking in the incomes. You go out and you buy small chunks of income that eventually add up to the amount of income that you need to retire. That's what it's all about, folks, is the amount of income you need to retire. And if you have that kind of cash flow, then you have it for the rest of your life. Now, once you have it for the rest of your life, do you just quit right there? Some people quit their job right there and retire. Some people keep their jobs. But some people do what I did. In fact, I think most people that go through lifestyles do what I did because they follow the map. And my map is, okay, since I've been living below my means my whole life, otherwise I couldn't have saved the money in the first place to invest. Now think about that, what I just said. Because I lived below my means in the first place to be able to save some money to invest, that's the prerequisite of this stuff. I then continued to live below my means once I was living off my passive streams of income, which again allowed me to have money to invest, right? So I took that money and I grew my portfolio. And I continued to grow my portfolio and continued to have more money to invest. And it became a snowball, all right? It was an investment snowball, just like Dave Ramsey talks about his debt snowball, where the snowball goes, the debt goes down quicker and quicker and quicker. The income goes up quicker and quicker and quicker because of the compounding effect of the whole process. Now we come to something even more interesting than that. Once you learn how to produce passive streams of income, you've learned how to do something that none of your friends or relatives know how to do. because they can't do it. Their financial planner can't do it. The world out there tells them it's not existent. It will not exist. It cannot exist, and you cannot do it. But when you actually can do it and prove it, wow, then the whole world wants in on this thing. And they all want to get on your boat. They want you to float their boat to retirement. And when that happens, all of a sudden the compounding level goes up another level. Because now people are going to invest in your deals. Your deals are going to be huge. And you're going to make massive amounts of money. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the last segment of the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. The last segment is going to be about rule number three, and this one's going to set you back. Rule number three is you can't get rich slow. I know you've been taught your entire life you can't get rich quick, but that's just not the way it happens. What most people think is that you get rich by long-term linear action, doing the same thing over and over and over again. But that's just not the way it really works. In fact, Einstein says it best. You can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking the problem was created at. The insanity definition. If you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. And if you believe you can do the same thing and get a different result, then you're insane. You see, my friends, what we're about to talk about is massive wealth. Not itty-bitty wealth, but massive wealth. You know, I walked off across the street the other day, and there's a guy from Dubai, some chic guy that's building a 10,000-square-foot home across the street from mine. I bought mine for 50 cents on the dollar because I had nothing to do with, I had all this money coming in, and I just was making massive and massive amounts of money. And, you know, like I said, I made on a $100,000 investment, I weighed $1.3 million on one deal. That's just one deal. I'm doing deals, you know, two or three deals a year. Just, it's an amazing situation, along with all the long-term cash flow I own from having these properties. Now, again, I'm not telling you this to impress you. Most people won't tell you what they make. I'm telling this to you because I want you to understand that wealth doesn't come a little trickle at a time. It comes kaboom. Either you have it or you don't have it. That's it. And if you figure out how to make it go kaboom, then you just figure out how often you want it to go kaboom, and you just make it go up and up and up again. So I'm standing across the street with this guy. I just like houses. I'm into real estate. I dig houses like you've never seen anybody saw. And I love construction. I love all that kind of stuff. Just the fun of watching it and seeing it and dreaming of what it's going to be. And so I'm standing there with this guy and his family. And he's got a couple generations of family there. I guess that's the way they are in the Middle East. You know, they all live together. And so they're building this big old house. And, you know, they've got like 10 people that are going to live in it. And this guy was showing me the house. And he goes, yeah. And he was really proud about the fact that he had a six-car garage. And he goes, yeah, I'm really, really into cars. And I said, why, are you a car collector? He goes, no, I just like to drive a different car every day. So this was strictly an ego thing, man. But what was funny was I was sitting there going, like, this guy was bragging about his house. And I go, but wait a minute. I know how much you paid for the house because I talked to the, you know, the construction. You can see the deal. And, you know, this guy paid like $4.2 million for a 10,000-square-foot home, which is, you know, that's about $400 a square foot. But you've got to realize that you got to do the math. You just got to do the math. The guy's got a six-car garage. I've got a 20-car garage. Are you with me? I've got a $500,000 swimming pool, three koi ponds, 2.5 acres. I've got fountains, giant fountains in the front, giant fountains in the back, waterfalls, four or five different waterfalls into my swimming pool from giant rocks. I mean, so here I am. I bought this house out of from a guy that was a distressed seller, right? And as a distressed seller, this guy had to sell the house 50 cents on the dollar, and it was only a year old. That's kind of a sad story, but that's just the way life is. If you don't know what you're doing, you go out there and make mistakes. So the bottom line is, I paid about $2.4 million for this house. And if this guy is paying $400 a square foot for his house, and it's 10,000 square feet. That makes my house worth $6 million. So this has got to disgust you, that simply buying a house in foreclosure that to live in, and I don't need this house. I hope you don't think this is bragging. I'm just trying to share, teach you something. I didn't even want the house. But how could I walk away? How could I walk away from making $3 million? It just doesn't make sense. And so, you know, my taxes are very high here because it's a huge house. But I'll never pay taxes because the gain I made on this house pays for the taxes, the insurance, the water, the gas, the electric, everything for the rest of my life. I'll never have to pay to live ever again. I made that much money on this house. Just one deal. Just the house. And that's the thing you got to understand. So how does it happen? It sneaks up on you. Let me read you the next paragraph about the guy that bought the 10 units. He said, "We didn't plan for the equity to occur. That was never our intention. We just wanted cash flow. But right now we have approximately $700,000 in mortgages on properties that are worth $2.1 million. So in other words, they got $1.1 million worth of equity in the rental properties that they've only had for 2 years. This is unbelievable. 2011, 2012, now it's 2014. They made $1.4 million. They also have two personal residences, okay? And those two personal residences have debt of $360,000 on them, but they're worth $1 million. So that gives them another $640,000. All told, in 2 years of investing in real estate, are you hearing this? They made $2 million. $2 million in 2 years investing in something that paid them cash flow. You have no cash flow in your 401k. You have no cash flow in your IRA. You have no cash flow in Little Billy's college fund. You have no cash flow in your paid in full home. You have nothing except accounts that earn nothing. And have they gone up $2 million in 2 years? I don't think so, unless you have a heck of a lot of money. Because I sure don't think that the $250,000 that these guys invested into these 10 properties, are you with me? That invested in anything else could have made 10 times the gain. I mean, come on, folks. You can't get rich slow like that. You've got to get rich fast. Now, guess what they're going to do? Now, they're coming to see me. Yeah, they're coming down to Houston to meet with me personally. These guys are going to spend 2 days with me because we're going to take that $2 million and we're going to turn it into $4 million. And $2 million at 20% is $400,000 a year. At 10%, it's $200,000 a year. So they got $200,000 to $400,000 a year coming out of this investment we're going to do. But then in another year or two, that $2 million might be $4 million. And they might be having $400,000 to $800,000 a month in cash flow. So there they are. Three rules. Rule one, never lose money. Rule two, there's got to be cash flow. And rule three, you can't get rich slow. And remember, we're not doing this for just the money. We're doing it for the incredible lifestyle that will be the result of the money. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.